Welcome in my special guest this morning. Her name is Darla Tyler McSherry. She's with the Suicide Prevention Coalition of Yellowstone Valley and also her website, which is called askinearnest.org. My friends, we're going to spend some time this morning talking about suicide prevention with our farmers and ranchers. And Darla, I'd like to thank you for coming in. Good morning.
Thank you so much, Nick. I'm happy to be here.
You bet. Let me get that turned up there. It's a difficult thing to talk about, as we know. We've got the rural areas of Montana and Wyoming that we broadcast to. And before we get to your website and talk a bit about that, can you just talk about the Suicide Prevention Coalition and the groups that enable that or make up that group?
Definitely. And first of all, I'd also like to say thank you to all of our farmers and ranchers out there for the work that you do every day, day in and day out, feeding the entire nation and the entire world. And the work that you do is so important. And I just wanted to say thank you.
You bet.
The Suicide Prevention Coalition of Yellowstone Valley is made up of individuals representing several organizations across the community, including the hospitals, MSU Billings, Riverstone Health, Mental Health Center, many of those organizations. And we work collectively to raise awareness about the issue of suicide and also offer evidence-based prevention strategies, such as continuing education for mental health professionals and resources for the average, for everyone out there.
I see. Has that been together for a number of years now? Is it something recent?
It has been. I've been a member for about the past 3 years, but it has been in the community for a number of years, but I don't know how long.
I see. Okay, I see. Well, if you could give us some of the backstory behind the website and how you came up with Ask in Earnest.
Sure. So my father, Dick Tyler, was a wheat farmer from Big Sandy, and he was born in the farm, and he was so proud that he was a part of every harvest for 71 years. And then at the age of 82, he took his own life on the family farm.
I see.
And my brother and I were raised in the same farmhouse that he was born in. I mean, my dad and the family farm is one and the same. In those days following his death, I was talking with one of his friends, and his friend said, when your dad was in town and walking down the street and he would see you, he would stop and ask in earnest how you were doing. And he said,
I saw that.
Yeah. He said, your dad wasn't doing that to be nosy or gossipy. He just really cared about how you and your family were doing. And it's one of the most beautiful things that anyone has ever said to me about my dad. And it's true. And so that message, that phrase really stuck with me, and that's the message that I want to continue is ask in earnest how our friends and our loved ones are doing. We need to be looking differently at the possible warning signs of depression, suicidal behavior, and we can literally save people's lives.
You bet we can. And for me, speaking about suicide, we were talking a little bit about this here off the air, and actually I'll be 45 in May. I will have my 26th radio anniversary coming up next week. And this is something I've never actually talked about, but this did affect my family. At least for me personally, I've known at least 12 people that have committed suicide living in Montana and Wyoming. And one was my uncle, and he farmed and ranched just north of Harleton. Had his my aunt and had two kids. And the tragedy started with my 13-year-old cousin, who actually He took his life, and a year later, his dad did. I'm sorry if I'm getting never talked about this before, but it can have far-reaching effects on family and friends and things like that. It's something that you address at your website too, and mm-hmm. It's a real important factor.
And it's estimated that 150 people are impacted by one suicide, and even more so in rural communities, because most people in those small rural communities know one another. So those rings of devastation, that horrible ripple effect has a far-reaching impact, and I'm very sorry for your losses.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry for yours as well, and I appreciate you coming in. Again, I'm resetting. Darla Tyler McSherry is with. We're going to talk about askinearnest.org. I went through everything on your website. It was tremendous. For those that haven't seen it or are not aware, how did the design of that come about?
I have a fantastic webmaster. Okay. I have to give her so much credit.
Sure.
And she also created the website that is very mobile friendly too, so you can also access it on your phone very easily. It was a conversation that my brother and I started after my dad died. We said we need to do whatever we can to help one other farm family to not have to go through this. And my background as prevention and health education, and getting involved with the Suicide Prevention Coalition,
sure.
They approved some funding for me. So I gathered up the content, and it was reviewed by other folks on that coalition. And then the coalition supported the building and the launching of that website.
I see. Why do you think, Darla, and for those of us that have agriculture somewhat in our lives, we're touched by it in here in this listening area, doesn't matter if you're in downtown Billings, but why does suicide seem to be more prevalent for farmers and ranchers? It's a number of factors, I would believe.
Yeah, it's very, very layered. There's so much to it. There's so much uncertainty with commodity prices, with the weather. You and I were just talking about the wind, and that's the impact on people's mental health before we went on the air. The unique factors that make farmers and ranchers successful can also set them up in the sense that they're very resilient. They're very independent.
Yes.
It's up to them to fix the problem, to work through the issue, and to carry on. A colleague of mine, a mentor, a friend, Mike Roseman out of Iowa, he is a psychologist and he's a farmer, came up with the concept of the agrarian imperative. And that basically says people have this innate drive to produce goods and feed their families and others. And if something impacts that ability to produce those goods, it can really challenge that whole that person's whole identity and their whole sense of self. And farmers, ranchers are willing to tolerate unusual amounts of pain and adversity to hang on to this farm, this ranch. That's not only their business, but it's their legacy. It's what, I can walk out into the shop on my family's farm and pick up hand tools that my grandfather used.
Yeah.
And I know many of your listeners can do the same. It's that pressure and that, that need to continue on that family tradition.
All right, Darla, we got a few minutes left here before we wrap it up. Just wanted to something that your website, Ask in Earnest, talks about. These can be difficult. These can be difficult discussions.
Absolutely, definitely, yeah. And it's okay if you are really concerned about someone. We need to just be vulnerable ourselves and recognize it's okay to be nervous and to be scared having those conversations, but also recognizing that we're asking that person that we care about to be very vulnerable, which is really strength. You know, if you are vulnerable, you're putting yourself out there, that's an act of strength and an act of bravery. And we need to ask those hard questions, and we need to share our true concerns. We need to say, I really care about you, and here's some things I've seen that I'm really worried about. And we have to be direct, and we have to say that awful, horrible word, are you thinking of suicide?
Yes.
And how we ask is very important. Are you thinking of suicide can generate a really open, honest conversation versus something such as, well, you're not thinking about killing yourself, are you? Which could probably really shut a person down very easily.
Yeah, maybe remove them from the internalization of it where they're a lot of that audience, the farmers and the ranchers, they might not bring it up if somebody mm-hmm. didn't talk about it. They don't want to look weak. They don't want to ask for help.
And that language can be very coded. So we have to listen a little bit differently from maybe how we have before, with that person might be talking about death more in a general term. So kind of the big three things that we need to pay attention for is what that person is saying is a loss of hope, feeling like they're a burden, and not seeing a future for themselves.
All right. We've got just about a minute left or so. I'd like mm-hmm. to give you the final word and thank you for coming in.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you. Just again to pay attention to those around you. It's okay to be nervous and to be scared and having those conversations with those folks that you care about. If someone has said, yes, I am thinking of suicide, help is available. Get that person to the local emergency room. You can call the Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-TALK. You can send a message to the National Crisis Text Line at 741-741. You can call 911. Don't leave that person alone, and know that help is available. And if you are struggling yourself, please know that you do not have to feel this horrible forever, and suicide is never the answer.
All right. Well, I thank you for coming in. Thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you so much.
It was nice to have you in and nice to meet you there. Again, the website was very helpful. It's askinearnest.org. Again, that's askinearnest.org. My guest this morning, that's Darla Tyler McSherry with the Suicide Prevention Coalition of Yellowstone County, a member. And again, her website, it's askinearnest.org. Invite you to check it out.